The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We should talk about what we were just talking about before we came on
here. Remember
the
air. We used to do that on our show, like the last, what was?
Oh, it was Curry and Claypo After Dark.
Yeah.
I got on, we still have a Facebook page for that, by the way. Yeah, it was Curry and Claypo After Dark. Where we were posting stuff that we would talk about off air, and then we realized it's a great show because the stuff we talk about off air is killer radio, but it would absolutely not.
Well, then when we know it's on air, then we don't, it's a Hawthorne effect, right? So when we know that we're recording, it doesn't work. You remember?
Yeah,
we used
yeah.
to like, we'd pull it back because we knew
yeah.
it was, yeah.
I had a great question yesterday. I was talking to a friend of mine, John, yesterday. And I didn't realize I do this, but I cuss quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do.
And I don't realize I cuss quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, like a sailor.
And if you're around, really?
Oh, yeah.
And when you get around people that you're comfortable with, that's when I kind of talk like that.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to, because I realize the importance of not cussing a certain. And yeah. he's like, dude, you've been doing radio for 40 years. How do you shut it off? And I said, he's like, I see you on Fox 6, and I see you with Curry and Claypo. And he goes, you drop an S word once in a while, but. How do you shut it off? I said, I really don't know. I said, it's just kind of I said, but I know when I get in a rant, and you've cussed before.
Well, but it's selective cussing.
Yeah.
You just, I don't know, your brain works. Like, we wouldn't do it on Fox 6.
No.
It wouldn't even come to my mind.
And though. I never did it on the radio.
No.
It's just weird. He's like, dude, if I talk like you do off the radio, he goes, there's no way I'd be able to get on the radio and not say those things. I said, well, accept it as a compliment because I feel comfortable around you.
That's right. So when you try, I know you drop F-bombs around me.
Do I?
Oh, constantly.
Thank you. Before we get into our show, I want to mention there's a big show happening at Workplay. It's called Broad Wire. It is a tribute band to Led Zeppelin. They have a song called Broad Wire Stomp that we used to play on Classic Rock.
Oh, nice.
They're going to be at Workplay coming up on Friday, June 16th at 8 o'clock. And I talked to Tommy a couple of days ago. This show will sell out. It's an acoustic performance, if you will, to tribute to Led Zeppelin. And they sell out everywhere they go. So get your tickets, workplay.com, Friday, June 16th. It's Father's Day weekend. You got a big plans for Father's Day weekend, with the exception of being out of town for the next 2 weeks. So I can't do a show with you.
What day is that? Saturday?
Friday, June 16th. Father's Day is on the 18th.
I'm leaving on the 15th to go get Adair and bring her back from Charleston.
What, she can't drive?
She don't want to drive 7 hours by herself. It's very emotional. It is. We also got to pack up some stuff.
She can do fine, but you want to be part of it.
No, she asked me to.
Because she knows how important it is to you.
No.
She can do it on her own.
She didn't want to.
No, because she wants to make you happy.
No.
Because she knows it means a lot to Daddy.
This was a lie.
And it's Father's Day. I'm not giving you a hard time.
I don't think it's a lie.
I think you should.
No.
If Santo asked me to bring it back from Clemson,
I
do.
I don't think she did it because of me.
I do.
I don't.
Your daughter.
Although we are going fishing.
Your daughter loves you very
much. I know, but.
I love that. Your daughter loves you very much.
I know she does, but I don't think she did it because of me. I really don't. I think this is a tough. I've seen this. I didn't have this so much for myself because I went to school kind of where I lived, so it wasn't.
Yep.
But for my friends who went away and developed really close friendships and went and sort of embraced the city that they were in, it's hard after 4 years. I also think that when you finish that chapter, some people go like right into graduate school and then you're still in school.
Or a job or whatever.
Or a job. But even the job part, I think particularly with a job, once you're done being a college student, even if you've worked your way through college, like you are acutely aware that my life is different now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm different. And obviously if you didn't have a great college experience, it'd be different. But if you had this great college experience, at the end of it, you appreciate what your parents told you, which is enjoy every moment of this because it's never good. And while you're doing it, you don't. And then when it's done, you're like, oh my God, I got to enter the
radio. I can't believe she's done with college.
Yeah.
That's just like, that's even crazier
than
my son.
16.
I know, but that's even crazier than my son graduating from high school. Because it seems like it was just like 2 years ago that she went to college. And then Father's Day is coming up on the 18th. And James Taylor is playing Oak Mountain Amphitheater.
On Father's Day.
Yeah, thanks to Red Mountain Entertainment. Nice. Jay Wilson, I need tickets.
James Taylor's pretty old now, isn't he?
I got invited to go to the show, and this is one of those things where I don't think James is going to be around much longer. I think he'll be around much longer, but I don't know how much longer he'll play. Every time I've seen James Taylor, I think it's going to be the last time I'm going to see him.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, you know, but it's Father's Day. I got my kids to like six.
Well, they don't want to go to the concert.
No, I know they don't, but I got them, well, I wouldn't take them either, because I don't think they'd appreciate James Taylor. But I mean, James Taylor's got a really, like, I've got a real connection there because I explored his music a lot in my younger years through my CYO stuff and everything. Yep. And so, I mean, I know everything he ever played. And so, and every time I've gone, I really like the show. And so I want to go to the show, but it's on Father's Day. And I'm just thinking it's just going to be an emotional wreck.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I don't even need to go. And it's so I'm seeing my kids till 6, and the show starts at 7:30, which means I'll see them. It's Father's Day.
You will be.
And then I'll go straight to the show.
They'll have to peel you off the ground. I know you.
So
and it's not good for your
public. So I don't need to go, but then I need to go, right?
No. It's not good for your public image. I'm going to take care of you. You shouldn't. You think you're going to be so emotional. You'll be like, someone's going to have to peel you off the ground. Yeah, don't. You said
All right, then. Yeah. Again, don't forget the Workplay show, Broadwire. It's going to be happening Friday, June 16th at Workplay. Go to Workplay and workplay.com. Today we have smoke in the Northeast.
My God.
man, it's crazy. It is. You know what I love, though? I kind of like it. Not for those people out there.
Why do you like
but, I mean, anytime something happens to another country that affects our country directly or indirectly.
Yeah.
And people are like, damn Canadians, control your flipping fires. What the hell are you doing? I love that because you know what? We live, it's like COVID. It's like, control your country because we don't want that crap over here. And what happens? And anything that meshes it makes us deal with each other as one whole earth, I think is great. And so you don't think our damn wildfires have affected other countries? I mean, you know what affects hurricanes? The damn deserts in Africa.
Right.
It starts in Africa and it affects hurricanes.
It's their fault.
So when there's a little piece of Mother Nature that says, oh, by the way, we're all in this together.
Yep.
We're going to send this over here and this is going to go over here. So the Canadians are like, you know, and this crap is all blowing down the Northeast.
The Charleston's getting just a tiny, tiny bit of it.
Yeah. The NBA Finals is over.
it's only 2-1.
No, it's over. Please. It's over. First of all, when they had a bet, it said, what's more likely to happen, Denver sweep or Miami wins two games? It wasn't like Miami even had a chance to win the series. Now it appears that, and I don't know how they won game two.
You know what it reminds me of?
They had two triple-doubles last night, Murray and Jokic.
It absolutely reminds me of the Lakers series. Seriously, it reminds me of Miami's just hanging, like they're doing everything they can. And they're staying close, and they won one.
Yeah.
But they just—they don't have a chance. They're in it. They're not going to get blown out.
Yeah.
But they just—they're not as good.
No, and they're willing to win, and they're having to play a perfect game to get a W.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't know if that Miami mystique can get past this Nugget.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Nuggets are just too damn good. I mean, Jokic alone—he went 30-20 you know, 10 last night. And then you throw in Murray to the same place. Like
Murray's hitting from everywhere.
He's unbelievable.
He's like, boop, 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 boop.
So he's gonna get big.
You know that now they're you know what they're bagging on Jokic because he's boring. I heard this morning one of
the sports. I'll take boring.
Yeah, his play is boring.
Dude, the thing is you know, I usually don't like big guys because I feel like it's just not fair. You have a 7'2" guy that weighs 350 pounds. You just throw it inside. He just guy hits forever. He had 20 assists last night. Or 20 boards last night and 10 assists. 10 assists last night. The guy's unbelievable.
Okay.
So that's over. Al Cooper, good morning to you. I talked to him yesterday. I hope he's doing well. Coosa Valley out of sales up there. We're going to be on Fox 6 this morning talking about rebounding.
Yeah, by the way, I threw that out there a little bit to my kids. Mm-hmm. And my daughter's like, instantly, she's like, since when did you become an expert on Taylor Swift? I'm like, no, that's just the lead-in.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about something. She said, and it's not confirmed that it was actually, they were actually dating.
Yeah.
So that's, they were seen together.
Something happened there.
It must be so hard. Seriously, I mean, I know people that, but it must be so hard to be that level of celebrity where, like, literally, if you walk out the door with somebody,
sure,
then instantly there's 17,000 stories that that just play out their entire, you know, that's their own narrative. I mean, it's like when you go outside.
Oh, whatever.
And look at Tony Curry. He's out there gardening. Tony Curry has become a gardener now.
You just can't care. You just can't care.
I think you do care.
But it's really hard. And then something happened last night. Actually, two things happened last night at the same time, which is pretty amazing. And I can't believe we're going to talk about it. I actually did a show with Kiefer and Curry yesterday about this that we'll talk about next. Okay. One of your favorite televangelists passed away this morning. Pat Roberts' death in age of 93, so we'll talk about that. All right, we'll back real quick. 30 seconds away for our second segment here. Curry and Claypool will be on Fox 6 at 9:35. Hang loose.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.